Some more mandates on the vaccine. The deal announced yesterday is that if you're going to require a vaccine certificate to enter your business, then it's mandatory for staff to be jabbed. There is a law change coming around no jab, no job. Employers must give 4 weeks' notice to allow the person to get vaccinated before they can terminate, and they must offer paid leave to get the jab. Now, the chef and co-founder of Homeland, Peter Gordon, is with us. Peter, morning.
Morena, Mike. How are you today?
This the sort of guidance your industry is looking for?
It is. I think we just think we need a clear guidance to let us know what we're doing, because we don't want to be a business that suddenly is in the courts fighting with an employee because of an unclear mandate. And I think this is really helpful for us.
What's the sense of pushback in your industry? You're short on labour at the best of times when you're open, of course. I mean, you're going to have labour trouble?
Well, there is a chance that there will be a labour shortage. I mean, we're struggling as it is. But I think the overriding thing is that everyone I know, every single person I've spoken to who has a business, wants this to happen, and everyone wants all their staff to be vaccinated, and people just want to get on with sort of life and try and get back to some sense of normality, really.
Part of the argument early on was that the onus then is on the business owner or the person behind the bar or the counter or whatever when the person comes and goes, no, I'm not jabbed, what are you going to do about it? In other words, it becomes problematic. Do you see that happening?
With these new rules, I don't see that happening, because I think it becomes policy that you literally can't come in. When there is a sense that perhaps it will be up to the business themselves to decide what they want to do, that is when trouble will happen, because people will come to the door and say, no, I'm not going to. What are you going to do? Kick me out. Whereas now we can say, actually, we're not even going to let you in. So we won't kick you out because you won't be inside the building. And it makes it a lot easier on the staff. There's no sense you're going to have confrontations with customers who just don't want to follow the rules. And I think it's a very pro-business move. I think it's really helpful. It's very good.
Talk us through, while I've got you, your sense of the damage to the industry. How bad is it?
It's pretty bad. It's people are having a very tough time in hospitality, and for obvious reasons. But in some instances, people have been able to pivot a little bit, unlike a hairdresser or a massage person or something. Now, at least we can do so. At Homeland, we're doing click and collect. That doesn't suit a lot of people, and especially people in the CBD. That's tricky because, there's no one in the CBD to come and do a collection. So we've found a way to do stuff, do ready meals, do a range of food. So for us, we've been fortunate. We've got a fantastic landlord, and I think landlords are going to play a huge part in the continuation of many businesses. If they're able to, not all landlords possibly can. But there's been carnage. It's been really tough, really, really tough.
Well, let's hope.
I think if we keep our nerve, we're getting on top of this situation and the virus, and these new rules will help us. It'll take the pressure off the individual. The waiter at the front door. You get someone who comes in and says, "I'm just not going to bother." So it's really helpful.
Good stuff, Peter. Nice insight. Appreciate it as always, Peter Gordon, co-founder of Homeland, among many other ventures throughout the years, of course.